This week, a county road crew near Seattle used 6.5 truckloads of concrete to turn what was a tourist spectacle back into something that looks more like 164th Avenue. Now, the excitement was set off about 2 weeks ago when a kid who was walking to meet his school bus noticed a hole in the road. Neighbors tried to measure the depth of the hole, but it was too deep for a tape measure, sticks, or a rope. Maybe it was a well, or an abandoned missile silo, or some bottomless pit with connections to the supernatural. Here now with the definitive answer is Julie Howell, a supervisor with the King County Department of Transportation. Thanks for being with us.
Certainly.
And the hole was?
And the hole was determined to be an old well site. Whether or not it was drilled to get water, fuel, gas of some sort is undetermined.
And how deep was it, finally?
The inside of the shaft was 234.6 feet deep, and there was also a 4-inch diameter steel pipe coming all the way from the bottom, and that was 257.5 feet.
Mercy. So someone who fell down that hole, I guess, would only come out near Jakarta or something.
Somewhere in the on the other side of the earth, yes, but it was our job to actually make sure that no one did fall down in that hole. But, yes, it was definitely, I would say, the most exciting thing that's happened in Woodinville in my memory.
People were out on the street, I understand.
Out in the street, as well as, well, we cordoned off a site and had it taped off with barricades and caution tape. But, yes, the sidelines actually had lawn chairs, coolers with pop. It was like a block party.
Now, I know myself of my own personal experience that Seattle is a cultured and exciting community. What do you make of the fact that people got all excited about a big hole in the ground?
Well, you know, and I guess I wasn't personally aware of how many people are really tracking and very fascinated by holes in the ground. There's quite a following that explores and searches for holes in the ground.
I'm told, as we might put it carefully, in the public radio community that members of the UFO community were particularly excited.
Well, and there was some talk from one of these groups or societies that the hole had actually a possibility of having been dug from underground.
Oh, from the other side.
Exactly.
Yeah, people from the other world.
And talk of possible subterranean cultures. So as you can see, to us it's a hole in the road, and our number one concern is public safety. Mm-hmm. However, other people's priorities could be a lot different.
The subterranean cultures will just have to fend for themselves.
Well, unless they are using our traveled roadway, their safety isn't our number one priority.
Ms. Howell, it's been nice talking to you.
Well, nice to talk to you as well.
Julie Howell is a supervisor with the King County Department of Transportation in Washington State.